While StoryCorps was in Fairbanks to help celebrate KUAC's 50th anniversary, Brian Rogers and his wife, Sherry Modrow, look back fondly on the summers they spent with their family at a fish camp on the Yukon River. Here, they discuss how life's responsibilities affected their summertime passion.
A lot of times, by the time we'd get everything done in town and get in the truck, get out to the landing, it'd be 10, 11 o'clock at night. And of course, it was light all night, the end of June and early July. So I have these perfect pictures of us slowing down and just enjoying the trip downriver. And the kids would fall asleep and the dogs would be all excited because they knew where we were going.
You know, it was a magical time. And having, you know, living in town, but essentially living at camp for part of the summer, the first few years we were able to be out there a lot longer, and then I got work that required me to be in town more, and it was quite a challenge for me working in an office during the week and then maybe taking Friday off or leaving right after work on Thursday or Friday and heading for the bridge. It got harder and harder the more intense my town work life became.
And the kids got involved in soccer and other kinds of activities in town. It got harder to go.
You know, it's interesting. The pattern of the fish runs declining kind of paralleled our decline in ability to spend time at camp. And while I miss it, I think even if the runs were stronger today, it would be hard for us to continue to do something like that.
There's still nothing better in the world than Yukon River king salmon.
There really isn't. And to be able to pull a fish out of the net and be cooking it 20 minutes later, and it's just the tastiest fish there are.
It's been wonderful to float down the river in that boat with you again and think about all those wonderful times on the river.
It really has, you know, and there are more we could have talked about. We could have kept going a lot longer, but this has been a wonderful time to talk about.
Something that cemented our marriage and
absolutely
gave us a really special start with our children.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. StoryCorps in Fairbanks was made possible by a generous grant from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Denali Center. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.